Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Holly.com.
This is Frodo, the centrist, Frodo Bacon, Frodo of all trades, and Frodo from the Shire. You know, don't get me mixed up with the Lord of the Rings thing, though. I'm Frodo the Filipino, not Frodo the King. Well, pretty soon we're going to have Kenny on, and we're live on Blog Talk Radio. We're also live on Facebook and YouTube, and also live on, what else? Twitch. Yeah. We're twitching right now.
Twitch.
Yeah, the twitch, you know.
Good kind of twitch, not the eye twitch.
No, not the eye twitch. So, what are we going to talk about today?
So we're going to learn about the cryptocurrency in the Forex market. Forex means foreign exchange market. Now, this is different than buying the actual, for example, Bitcoin, because if you want to buy one Bitcoin, it ranges from $34,000 to $41,000, depending on the time of the day and the week. But you can, in the Forex market, actually like get a percentage of that, and you can buy and sell depending on the market and make money off of it. And if you're not careful, it is very volatile. So you could also lose a lot of money on it. So We met Kenny, Kung Fu Kenny, today,
yeah.
And we've heard about him in the last several days that he's really good at this, figuring out the crypto with the
right.
Bitcoin.
Although he claims that, you know, he's not 100%.
Well,
we
course,
all not. We
course.
All not.
Like, as he said, that like he doesn't have all wins, you know, but this is what he studied for 2 weeks before he even jumped in. So we figure, I mean, of course, nothing's 100% when you are investing. So we would like to let people know that are listening to this, do not invest more than you're willing to lose.
Exactly.
When you lose, it can be a sting, but if you're really serious about learning how to invest, treat it like an education. And if you lose money, treat it like a lesson. And you know what? A lot of people put like $25,000 all the way to $100,000, $200,000 for education, for a variety of, you know, degrees that they really can't really find a job in. So why not take this time to learn about the Forex, you know, market, because it's a lot cheaper. I would say that if you're paying attention. Plus, what I really like about this is we actually have demo accounts that we can access to practice on. So we're not practicing with our real money at first. And of course, when you feel comfortable, then you can jump in with your real money.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, on the practice account, it's pretty nice when you win, but you don't get to keep that.
So,
you know, but then
mainly,
you know, when you lose, you don't.
Right.
Lose your
so money. Mainly we're going to be talking about cryptocurrency, you know.
Yeah.
We're going to give you five reasons why there's a lot of reason why you shouldn't start investing on cryptocurrency, but we're going to go over that, I'm pretty sure, but we want to focus on five reasons why you should. And like I said, you know, we're going to have Kung Fu Kenny joining us with that, you know. And we just got to have discussions about it.
Now, Frodo, before Kung Fu Kenny gets on, if people want to learn more about this, how can they contact us, or what should they look up, or, you know, because we have short video we can send them, or, you know, like if they want to learn more, or
mm-hmm.
is there a code that they would, or website they would go to?
Well, you know,
or,
if they want to learn more, find me on Facebook, Fernando C. West. You know, you can find me on. I think I'm still on Twitter. I think my main account is not banned or anything like that.
Okay, which is what, Frodo or Fernando?
I think it's Great Inferno on that.
Great.
Thing. Yeah.
GR8.
Right.
So GR8 Inferno. What about Instagram?
Instagram, I'm there too. Frodo Bacon.
Frodo
yeah.
Bacon. So you got a lot of Frodo. Frodo, Fernando C. West.
Frodo.
Because, you know, like that's a. So just chat us up for the link. We could send you a very short video. It's like 5 minutes to explain, you know, if you're more visual aid.
Yeah.
We actually showed it to our kids because it's a little cartoon that explains it, so it's pretty nice.
All right. So
all right.
There you go. So we're going to think Kung Fu Kenny on the other line. So we want to welcome him. Hey, Kenny, what's going on, man?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good, man. How's South Bend, Indiana? I know we left there about 4 or 5 hours ago, but how's it going over there? Is it snowing a lot over there?
Yeah, man. I mean, we got some snow on the ground. Ice is probably going to be forming, so let's hope it melts here soon, bro. I hate it.
Yeah.
Careful.
you got to be careful on that, you know. But hey, so check this out. I'm going to give you a chance to introduce yourself. I know I put some of the descriptions on the Blog Talk Radio, but you know, I want my listeners to be able to hear it from your mouth, man. Go ahead.
How you guys doing? I'm Kung Fu Kenny, also known as Kenny Carrico. My boy Earl Wigfall actually gave me the name Kung Fu Kenny. You know, we all heard it from Kendrick Lamar, but
yeah.
When I heard the name, chance to actually put the Kung Fu to work, as in chopping up these markets. So I'm Kung Fu Kenny right now, and I love the name. Everybody loves it. I love how it is going, you know. Put my name out there, and it's great. I'm 32 years old. I live in South Bend, Indiana, right next to Notre Dame. I actually park cars in my yard, Notre Dame game. I got a son that is about to turn 10 years old. He is my world. He is everything that I can possibly even imagine to say. There's so much good I can't even say about him. I've been trading for about 3 months, going on 4, and it has changed my life.
Great, man. I'm glad to hear it, man. A kid, you know, I mean, I have 5 now, and they're all grown. I mean, my oldest one's 21 years old. I think you met her earlier. But, you know, having a 10-month-old, man, I still remember that, you know. It's like a precious moment. You got to enjoy that, man. You got to enjoy it while you can. They grow up pretty fast.
Yeah, so are you able to be home with your 10-month-old?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a blessing. Every day I get to wake up, I get to see new challenges that he defeats, man. It's amazing, man. You know, 2 months ago I kept on looking at him before he could even stand. Now he's standing at me, you know, saying dada and, you know, just giving me a whole world of blessings, man. It's amazing.
Wow. It is. Like, kids are the blessings, man. So anyway, you know, I put a title in there, 5 Reasons Why You Invest in Cryptocurrency, you know, starting today. I mean, I know there's, like I said, there's a lot of reasons why you want to invest in a cryptocurrency, but we're gonna try to tag at least 5 today. But if there's more, we'll go for more. You know what I mean? So your first reason. Give me your first reason why people should invest in cryptocurrency today.
My biggest and first reason is, well, let's talk about our currency, okay? In 2008,
okay,
we had a real bad, you know, currency back then. We were going through a recession. Our money actually dropped. Everybody lost a lot of money. And that's how Bitcoin ended up actually coming alive, was because of what happened in 2008, 2009. And right now we are going to be going through another recession, because the more money we are printing, the more money we are pushing out that we should have. We have a market cap, and we keep on extending it the more we keep just printing off. So our dollar ain't even a full dollar right now. It's at 90 cents. And the more we keep printing off, the more stimulus we get, it might look into people's eyes like, oh, my God, we getting money. But the rich people are really hating it, because a dollar ain't a dollar no more. It's 90 cents right now. It is 90 cents. And keep printing off what we're doing and everything, how the economy is going. Compared to our dollar to be close to 70 cents, maybe even 60 cents, who knows? It's going to drop. So
yeah.
I would love to tell you to invest into something that is making money right now. Everybody wants to say Bitcoin is, you know, it's fake or it's something. But if you really look at it, how did something go from 6 cents to a dollar to up to $12 back in 2012, I'm just saying, like, this is just saying, to 10 grand to down and then back up to 20 grand. And now it just pushed 40 grand. And
40 grand.
Looking, 40 grand for one coin. If you owned one coin back in the day, bro, you got money in your pocket.
You
wish I
knew
it when it came, because if I would have known about it back in March when I got laid off, man, I would have bought about 3 or 4 coins if I could have. And then right now, man, I would have been sitting on some cash.
Exactly. That's what we're talking about, too.
I know. It's like we can't go back.
We can't go back.
We can learn from the past.
We can learn.
Just like right now, I don't know if you guys talk about that. What is that? Is that the Ethereum?
Ethereum, yes.
That's going to be banned in the United States?
No, Ripple. Ripple is
going to
be banned.
I know it's 28 cents right now.
Right now it's 28 cents.
It's worth investing in because, like, the SEC or something is like, maybe you guys can expand on that. But what I know is, like, SEC is saying, hey, we don't like that you're using this money, you know, like the, what is it called, Ripple.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe Kenny, Kung Fu Kenny, can tell us what that is. But, like, so, I mean, if you invest $50 and you really lose it, I mean, what about if it gets past the SEC and then it takes off like Bitcoin? You're going to be, like, sitting pretty right there.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
So the deal with Ripple is basically another cryptocurrency that came off of Bitcoin, and it's called an altcoin. Ripple is actually, we call it XRP. And XRP is a good coin to use as for trading or renting, I should say, like Airbnb, or if you're going to go to Enterprise and rent a car, or you guys want to rent something. In cryptocurrency, XRP was the coin to use. And right now, the SEC is filing a lawsuit against them because they're trying to say that I still got to do my research. But they're basically saying that they did something illegal, and they're trying to push a lawsuit on them. And right now they're gonna suspend all XRP. XRP right now is at 28 cents. Tomorrow is the last day you could buy it on Coinbase, which I buy it through. So
okay.
I'm really hoping that everybody wants to sell, because the more people sell, the more people like me who want to invest buy.
Right. So there's a alleged wrongdoing from the Ripple side. So SEC's, you know, hammering down on them. So
some politicians missed out on something. They're like, hey, I want to get in on the bottom.
No, we don't know, but you know,
a lot of people
are saying, especially the experts, saying that, you know, they'll go through that, and once they go through that, man, it will bounce back up. And that's what they're saying. So, I mean, I could be wrong, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, well, this is like what Kung Fu Kenny said. Like, if we would have known back, like, in 2008 and we got in on a penny for Bitcoin, we invested like a dollar we had for 100 shares right now.
Right, especially in the thing. So, let me talk about Forex for a second. Kung Fu Kenny, could you explain or kind of, you know, help me out on explaining what Forex is to my listeners?
All right, so Forex is a foreign exchange. Basically, if you we're all from the United States. If you go over to Canada or Europe, you're going to get a euro. And you give them a dollar for their euro. And you're like, actually, you know what, I only got a dollar in the United States left. Can I please get that back? They're not going to give you a full dollar back. They're going to give you 90 cents for what currency is.
Yep.
And basically what Forex is, what we are doing is, we, as a trader, are jumping in when that price action is where it's at. So say if I jump Bitcoin when it is $25,300, we jump in right there. We could throw any lot size you would like to, anywhere from 10 cents up to $10 on up. It all matters what you have in your account and what you're willing to risk.
Mm-hmm.
But I am a small lot trader. I jump in at Bitcoin and I take 10 cents and I try to profit off of that 10 cents. So what I mean by what I profited is I jump in when it's $25,500, right?
Yeah.
And every time it goes up, $100, I make 10 cents off of that. So 10% of $100 is $10 is what I'm making off of it. And Bitcoin moves so fast. And
oh, man.
it will blow your account or it will make you rich. You just have to understand that Bitcoin moves very fast.
It sure does.
And what we do, And all we do is we're just jumping in at that price to basically say, oh, I think it's going to go up. So we don't buy no stock. We just jump in at that price action where it's at, and we try to make money from it.
Right. And also, you know, people have to understand that we just don't just go jump in there and you know, close our eyes and jump in there. No, we actually, there's a, you know, stats that goes with it. There's a, like, news that goes with it. You know, the graphs that goes with it is what's and the chart that goes along with it, and which is you with Kung Fu Kenny, man. You're really good when it comes to things like, you know, figuring out what's your high and lows. You know, I've seen some of your chart, man. So before you've done that, you said you've been doing this for 3 months, right? So what did you do before you got into this?
All right, man. So actually, I was a welder. I welded for a while and got really sick of it because all the welding started switching over to galvanized, and the people really didn't want to pay us. You know, they would straight tell you, we don't care if you're certified or not. There's always somebody out there that is willing to learn to make it. So either you take what we pay you, or, you know, move on. So I moved from that, from welding, into assembly, and I loved assembly. And I assembled RVs, and what was it? I actually went to electrical for a bus company over at Forest River. And I was there for about a year and a half doing electrical, and then I got let go from there because some reason in the Midwest, you know, we pump and pump and pump RVs acting like it's so good, and then 2 years later we take a decline. And it was, I got an opportunity to work closer to home, so I actually got moved into a place called Steel Warehouse, and I was working at the machine shop, so I was a saw operator and learning to become a machinist. And what happened was, the COVID happened, everything was going good, you know, I was still working, and then before you know it, metal is taking a decline. So I ended up having to get go. And what's crazy, I still talk to my boss. My boss is one of my best friends, and I talk to him all the time, I'm trying to go back to work and all that. And this is another reason why I'm saying, you know, we're going to go into an economic crash, because if my place was a big, big, big factory and holding metal and distributing metal, and they're doing bad right now, something is going wrong with our economy.
Yep.
So that's why I got the opportunity for my boy Justin Carter to look into this. When I first looked into it, you know, how everybody thinks, they're going to think it's a joke, like, oh, yeah, whatever, it's a scam.
Yeah.
But once you do your homework, trust me, I've been told it's a scam. They do their research. The only thing I can tell you, if it's a scam, then it's the best scam I've ever been a part of.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, usually they're taking your money, not giving you money.
Yeah, there's a lot of naysayers out there, you know, like, because a lot of people like to put everything into their perspective, you know, and they go based on that, their biases, you know, their uneducated researchers, stuff like they do that, and they go, I'm not going to be part of that. And they don't even know what it is, exactly what it is. The thing is they hear about it, you know, and it's sad. It's pretty sad. So so you said Justin Carter introduced you to this, you know, to the Forex and everything. Actually, Justin Carter also introduced me to this about 2 months ago. Yeah, because, you know, Justin and I would go way back in Indianapolis. We used to work at one of the dealership over there. I don't want to mention the name. I don't want any advertising. I don't want any advertising for them. But anyway, so I mean, I'm glad though. I'm glad that you know, I chose this, and you know, we're going forward with it. So go back to the cryptocurrency thing, especially, you know, Bitcoin. Now, we touch on a couple of them, reason why you should invest in cryptocurrency. Now, what about the incredible? We talked about incredible returns that you get, right?
Yeah, Kung Fu Kenny said it. Like, it can either, like, you know, it moves really fast. So it can drop your amount in your account to zero, like, real fast, especially if you don't know how. Like, when Kung Fu Kenny says 10 cents, a lot of people think 0.10, but no, that's not 10 cents. And when you're investing in like, the Forex, that will be a dollar. So, like, it's like 0.01, correct, Kenny?
Yes, 0.01 is 10 cents.
Yeah.
Yes. So, like, you know, just at a 10 cents, it can, like, we've seen it ourselves, especially last week when things were going crazy. There was things going on with the UK and part of with, like, separation of from European Union. I know they've been in that process. But then on top of that, everything that happened at the White House, the, you know, the county electoral college, like, it was crazy. I mean, like, if you got into Bitcoin and you took the wrong turn, you lost money. And it can be discouraging, but you have to get right back up. Just like riding a bicycle, you have to find the courage, get back on, and keep going
learn. Well, that's why learning with this, with the chart and looking at the whole thing is essential. It's the benefits of things. So you minimize that loss.
Yes.
And you can't just jump in there and, you know, expecting to win or something like that.
Right.
So anyway.
I was going to say on the other side.
That's another reason. That's another reason why people think it's a scam, because people want to look at the money very, very fast. They're like, oh, how much did you make? How much did you make? Let's put it this way. The reason how I made my money is because I put my time and effort into learning it before just getting into it. And people want to just hurry up, try to make $1,000 off a penny, or hurry up and be like, I got $1,000. How much can I make off it? And you're going to blow it because you don't want to put that time and effort into learning it.
Learning.
Like I say, it's learn.
Exactly.
Like, don't give up. Don't jump into something you don't know.
Exactly. Now, a lot of people want to learn, you know, it's like and asking, okay, where can I learn this type of industry? Now, I know that you're from South Bend, Indiana. I'm from Waukegan, which is right here at the border of Wisconsin. A lot of things going on, in South Bend, man, when it comes to things like this. And I want to give a shout out to the people from South Bend, Indiana. Now, the group that we belong to is called Baggage Claim. It's run by Earl and, Justin's over there, you guys in Indiana. And shout out to them. You guys got a lot of things going on over there. Yep. And so the group, you know, if people want to learn, especially over in South Bend, Indiana, I mean, take advantage of this, plug in over there in South Bend, Indiana. And you're from South Bend, right, Kenny?
Yeah, I'm from South Bend, Indiana. Never stay Notre Dame.
So where can people reach you from, people around South Bend? Can they find you on Facebook, Instagram?
Yeah, people around can find me at Facebook at Kenny Carrico. I mean, you can find me on Instagram at Dog Patch. I mean, if you go disc golfing, you're more likely going to see me on the course. That's one of my go-tos. You know, that's my different world. When I want to escape, that's what I go do. So I'm always all around. I'm always trying to be a part of the disc golf community as well. My team is going to be throwing a lot of stuff, like a lot of tournaments to help organize stuff around the city. If you want to get a hold of me, we could definitely talk. So get at me at Kenny Carrico at Facebook or Dog Patch on Instagram, and we can definitely link up and start talking.
Right. So, and we go into the learning system of it. You know, I mean, of course, where you want to, when people want to learn something, like go, you know, they need to go to college. You know, they need to go and earn certificates and all that, you know. So now the learning system, where do you go to learn this stuff, Kenny?
All right, so when I first got introduced to this, this is pretty crazy. So when I got first introduced to this, Justin actually sent me a little link to try out Epic. And when I first seen it, you know, I was like, okay, yeah, I'm down. I could do this. And then we found out we weren't going to Epic. We were staying with Chidera. So I stayed with them to Chidera for about a good month and a half. And then all of a sudden, one day, it was messed up. I got an email at midnight. It was talking about, thank you, we're shutting down. And I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to say. So when
that
I
happened.
Got a hold of Earl, when I got a hold of Earl and Justin, they're like, yo, it's shut down. We don't know what to do. The only thing we can do is move on and go to a different platform. So we all got introduced to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. It's epictrading.com. I mean, yeah, like I said, I wasn't in that same situation, but you know, again, you just gotta switch vehicle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, epictrading.com.
If you get in an accident, you know, you still need a vehicle to ride. So,
Exactly.
True.
And guess what? From that, you know, the vehicle that we were riding on, it was like, it was a jalopy, like a go-kart.
Like,
well, it was like a Pinto.
It might get you to A, but not to B.
It's a vehicle to teach a thing, but it was not like, we compare that to Epic Trading.com.
Oh, that is
it's way better.
Compared
to, you know, it's like switching to like what do you call that?
Porsche or like a Lexus.
Because I'm telling you what, EpicTrading.com, they have like three live sessions a day to teach you. There's like about 2 weeks of syllabus to learn the stuff, the in and outs and everything like
and
that.
And they give you like a couple handbooks to learn the chart, like candles.
It's unbelievable how grateful I am to have these teachers actually teach us. Because that's the best thing about what we do. We go on a live Zoom, and if we have a question, we can ask them and talk to them. They're going to respond back. They're not just going to look at it and be like, oh, you know, I asked a stupid question or something. They want you to respond. They want you to talk. They want you to get out there and open up.
Mr. Coyle Bush,
who I follow for crypto, and he is our crypto master trader. He's an eight figure crypto trader. So why not listen to somebody who knows how to make money that is willing to show you how to make money?
Exactly. Yeah. What's his name again?
His name is Mr. Unemployable. You can find him on Instagram at Mr. Unemployable.
Well, all right. He's from the EpicTrading.com, right?
Yeah, he is our Epic crypto master trader. He talks to you a little about Forex, but he is morally talking about investing into coins, the altcoins, the Bitcoin, basically Bitcoin. Every time you see a dip, you want to buy. The best thing I can say is last week, his session was called Blood in the Streets. It's the best thing I could ever even hear or say, because it was blood in the streets. There was so much red from selling. It was bloody. It was a murder. There was
yeah.
You know?
And when
you've seen how much blood, which was sales, it was crazy. And then it's all because people wanted to listen to the wrong person. And you know how still so stupid right now who had coins and they listened to the wrong person and they ended up selling all because it's 40 grand. And guess what? Now it's back at close to 36 grand. We plan on hitting 45 grand hopefully by next week. I am hoping in the next, before February, it hits 40 grand.
Man, you just gotta ride that. That's just Bitcoin that Kenny is talking about. We're not talking about Ripple or Ethereum yet. You know, highly potential to go up. Those cryptocurrencies on the rise.
Once it goes up to 45 grand, I mean, what's crazy? So once it brought 20 grand, people were like, oh my God. And if you looked at it, every altcoin that was low, it boosted up. Like this is gonna be the craziest switch over people are not gonna see for people who don't wanna understand crypto. Because the best thing I could tell you is, like I said in class today, can you give me money off your debit card with actually giving me paper? And you can't. If everything you have is digital, everything you have, your credit card, you know, if you look at your bank account on your phone, you know, that's all digital, and what we're trying to do is we're going to switch over from one day of having paper, because we don't have – back in the day is the best thing I can say. If you used to watch videos or movies, what did they do? They gave out coins. They didn't give you paper. They had coins as money. Metal was precious. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And that's what we're going to do. We're going to switch – we're going to get rid of this paper, because paper is burnable. And we are going to rely back to a digital coin to save us.
Exactly. So we're talking to Kung Fu Kenny about reasons why you should invest in cryptocurrency. We're going to take a break for about 3 minutes. We'll be right back. And you know, when we come back, we're going to talk more about crypto.
Yes.
You know?
Very exciting.
Very exciting on that thing. So we'll be right back. I'm going to go play music called Remedy by Hextide. Hextide was actually on, you know, last episode that I had. They're from Illinois, you know. And with that, and we're going to listen to some music and some commercial. And then,
okay.
And then we'll be right back. Just hang on there, Kenny. We'll be right back.
Thanks, bro. I'll be there.
Most advanced nutraceuticals taken orally. Isotonics refers to the form by which the supplement is delivered into your body. Isotonic means having the same fluid pressure as body fluids. This all-natural delivery method reduces the time it takes for your body to absorb the nutrients. Normally, when you ingest a daily vitamin or nutritional supplement tablet, your body must work up to 4 hours digesting and absorbing the vitamins and nutrients. During this lengthy breakdown process, a percentage of the nutritive value is lost. But because Isotonic's products are powders, the fillers, binders, coatings, and lubricants that are common to tablet manufacturing are not necessary. And the inactive natural ingredients and flavoring also make the product taste great. Faster and more efficient absorption into the bloodstream increases the value of taking nutritional supplements. Always follow the directions on the label when taking any nutritional supplement. Isotonic's products become isotonic when mixed with the appropriate amount of water. You simply mix the product, stir, and drink. It's that easy. Isotonic.
All right. We're back. That's a good break, huh? Yeah. So this is Frodo, the Centrism Blog Talk Radio. I'm live on Facebook and also YouTube, and also live on Twitch. Yeah, that's right. You can follow me there. Just search Frodo Bacon, Frodo of All Trades on YouTube, and just Fernando C. West on Facebook.
Yes.
West.
Why is it West?
West, because my last name is called, it means Poniente. My last name is Poniente. I'm Filipino. Poniente means West. So I just translated it in English.
Yeah.
English. Anyway, we have, tonight we're talking about cryptocurrency. We have our guest, Kung Fu Kenny. And I think we went through almost like five of them, right? The reason we should invest in cryptocurrency.
Well, I think that we should kind of clarify with our listeners that there's two different kind of cryptocurrency we're talking about. But both are, for example, so far we've talked about Bitcoin. Earlier we talked about Ripple, but Bitcoin, you can get in on a Forex market, but it's a cryptocurrency where you can be like a scalper, a day trader, or an intraday trader.
Right,
those are when you don't have a lot of money. You start an account with maybe $100 or $1,000.
Right.
But if you want the Bitcoin, the actual coin, you're looking at spending anywhere from $34,000 to $41,000 for one coin, and then you ride it or you know,
So
there's two different kinds.
All right. Okay. So, Kung Fu Kenny, welcome back. Are you still there with us?
I'm still here, bro, looking at the Bitcoin right now. I mean, right now it's at 35,700 and just hit 77 now, you know.
Yeah, and that's Bitcoin, man, I think. Don was just mentioning about the – can you tell my listeners to the difference between the Forex cryptocurrency and also buying the actual cryptocurrency?
Okay. So when you actually buy the cryptocurrency, you are actually buying into the coin. You're not buying into the Forex market. When we buy into the Forex market, all we are doing is we are jumping in at that price time where it is at. So right now it just hit 35,800. If we would have jumped in right when it hit 35,800 and say how I said earlier, I threw down a 0.01, which is 10 cents, every time it jumped up 100. So if when it hits 35,900, I just got $10 in the Forex market. Just quick, really quick. But what you can also do is it can also reverse on you, and you can end up losing $50 to $100 really quick.
Mm-hmm.
But that's in the Forex way. In the crypto Bitcoin way, when you end up buying it, it's never going to be like, oh, I just lost my money in the Bitcoin. No, what happened was you buy Satoshi marks, and when it goes down, it might go down underneath the mark that you bought it, but it's never going to go dry. When you actually – the research I did and the people I heard, like, this is a big opportunity. I'll let you guys know who I listen to. So I listen to three people in the crypto. One is my master teacher, Mr. Unemployable.
Yeah.
Hands down, eight-figure person. No. There's no reason I'm not going to listen to him.
Shout out
to Mr. Unemployable. You know, like, I'm hoping to hit six figures by the end of the year because of his knowledge. But also from my work. But there's two people on YouTube that I follow, and I truly enjoy them. Like, One dude, he spits it real. He is a trader. He goes live trade. He goes on live. He don't tell you what to buy in, but he shows you how altcoins and his Bitcoin and what he expects and everything. And his name is Martini Guy.
Martini Guy.
Martini Guy. He is the man. He is in UK, and he ended up telling his boss to basically shove off. And he went and bought a Lambo with what he made from Bitcoin.
Like, oh, wow.
If I could tell my boss to go eat one, even though he's one of my best friends, and I can go buy a Lambo, you best believe that's what I'm going to go do. The second person I watched is called Crypto Revolution. And this dude is the most hypest dude I can ever say about cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, anything. Like, he has a team, and he'll tell you right in the beginning, I have a team, and it's sort of like what we're doing with the Forex, and he is killing it. His team is killing it. And I truly hope to join his team in maybe a few months once I master the Forex.
Nice.
But these are those two people are my biggest under Mr. Employable, which is our teacher, is the two people who I listen to and watch to on YouTube because they are traders. There's so many people out there who say that they trade and they're full of crap. Like they're gonna blow you bulls just because they want to hear themselves talk. And
yeah,
exactly. I have an uncle like that. I love my uncle to death. You know what I mean? But I could sit here and talk to him. I could show him everything that's going on and. He wants to just talk because he wants to talk and not even know what he's saying.
Exactly. And there's so many things out there. I mean, in any categories and any things that you want, there's always people who want to scam people. You know, there's a lot of scammers out there who want to use that and take advantage of the hype of the Bitcoin, and they want to scam people practically. I mean, I join things on Facebook, you know, when I start doing Forex and cryptos and everything like that. So, I mean, Facebook – they know what you're typing, and they can hear you. Like Google can hear you what you're saying when we're talking about crypto. You know, it's all embedded to that thing. So what I get is actually, you know, once in a while I get an invite from people like from Uganda or something or somewhere in Africa that wants to like, you know, talk about crypto, and then he said he can make me money if I give him $2,000. I'm like, yeah, go fly a kite, guy.
And this is the biggest thing I can see, and that what I've done research and I've heard is crypto is electric. I mean, anybody can jump on a computer, and we have the most incredible hackers in the world that know how to use a computer to hack anything, you know what I mean? And especially if they see trillions and billions of dollars that somebody likes, they're going to take it. They're going to figure out a way to take it, and there are so many scammers out there. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if someone offers you the opportunity, give me the money, and I'm going to turn around and I'm going to make you more money if you just give me your money, that's a sign that it's a scam. Like even if someone asks us to, like personally, they're like, hey, you're doing real well. Can you invest my money if I give it to you? We're probably going to say no because
the
market is like, you know, we do our homework, but it's not always a win. They're going to probably expect it always to be a win. And then, like, if we lose, they're going to probably be mad at us and think they're like, we took their money and we're just scamming them. And so we just, I don't think we're going to do it for other people.
Especially when you mess with the wrong people like the mafia. You know, they'll probably cut your leg off.
Or, hey, just think of it like a bank. I mean, you're going to go invest in a bank and one day you're going to go try to pull your money out. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. We don't have it no more. We invested it as well and we lost it. So that's how I look at people. If you want to get for me to invest, I'll throw down your $100, but if I hit $1,000, guess what? I'm only giving you 20 of it back because you sit in me to invest your money, and I'm going to treat it just like a bank. I'll give you the 120 back. Sorry, not just 20, but you know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not going to my work all on the line for you when I could be sitting here and you could be doing the same thing as me, making the exact same money.
Right, and that's what the baggage claim and epictrading.com is all about. It's about, like, you know, showing you how to fish so you can fish yourself, you know?
Yeah. Actually, if you – with the epic fee is, like, it's, like, you know, it's cheaper than a college tuition pretty much. I mean, like, especially a regular college nowadays. But, like, it's $135 a month. And what I like about that is, like, if you really apply yourself with the education, it's possible to make that money. I'm not saying you will, but – possible to make that money in the Forex market if you're applying the knowledge so that, you know, you kind of like get ahead, you know what I mean? So like that's what I like about it.
Hey, the year 2021, like my resolution was, I'm sick of listening to broke people because they're broke for a reason. Everybody who I know who has done Forex, who my boy Earl, you know, big shout out to Earl Wickfall, big shout out to Justin, because without them I would be knowledgeless. Like they showed me the way and was like, hey, you can either come this way with us or you can create your own way. I'd rather be with a team than to be lonely because a team is successful all the time. I mean, I can't explain how blessed I am to have them in my life because what's crazy is, and this is the best thing I could say, I even transferred over. When we transferred over to Epic and Alyssa Medina was our coach, you know, in the morning. Mm-hmm. Earl reached out and talked to her, and now we're part of a bigger group where it goes beyond Epic. Epic is a great way to learn it, but we are involved in a team that is willing to push you and push you and push you to be successful. Trust me, I want some money. And the only thing I can say is I got such a great team that I can be happy losing $5,000 because I know I'm going to be successful getting it back one day. Like, I'm still so happy. Like, I literally consider every day a blessing from learning this and having the craziest team in the world to push me to be that successful person.
Yeah.
And I'm like, thankful.
Exactly. Like, it's like they called the trades. Like we said to our listeners, we don't always win, but like we have a loss, for example, like that it went like the opposite direction. Like, you know, there's a lot of pep talk, like we'll get it back. Don't worry. Don't be discouraged. You know, now's not a time to quit. You know, it's like, it's nice to hear that reaffirmation, you know, 'cause like if you're alone and you lost the money, it kind of stings, and then you kind of get scared to get it back in, but you have to push forward, especially, you know, having those people around you. We
right.
take the wins together. We take the loss together.
Take the L running and forth. But, you know, and it's all about measuring, like, you know, the success rate, you know, minimizing the loss. And that's all about the, you know, what we're doing is, you know, we're going to lose, but, you know, let's not, you know, lose everything, you know.
Right.
It's the ratio of it.
Yeah,
and we have big risk management. Yep.
But the best thing what we do, though, we don't just sit here and be like, oh, man, we're a loss. We calculate how much we are willing to lose. We do
exactly.
a risk to reward. And that's
right.
the beautifulest thing. You know, you could sit here with a $500 count and be like, oh, man, I'm willing to lose $200 to gain $700, to gain $800. And all day, you can give me that odds all day, and I'll take them. If I only have to lose $200 to gain $700 to $800, run it. Like, I want that odds all day.
run it back.
Yep.
So,
you know,
give me
run it.
Right, exactly. Let's talk about what do you want to do, or what's your prediction? Well, let me talk about your goal first, man. What's your short term goals from now? About, let's say, 3 months from now, where do you see yourself?
All right, man. So, I'm still a big student. You know, I'm still learning every day. I'm putting my nose in the knowledge.
Yep.
To say head in the knowledge. but I'm still learning every day. And the way how I'm looking at it, and my goal, is by my birthday in May, on May 11th, I plan to have enough money where I got in a bad car accident a year ago, and I'm still going through everything because of Corona. But my goal is to have a bourbon or something, an SUV that I could throw my speakers back into, because I'm a big bass head. I love to bang, and that's my main goal, to have my speakers or something slamming before summer.
Oh, there you go. All right, man. What about your long term, though? Where do you see, like, you know, 5, 10 years, 15 years from now, man?
That's a great question, man. Because the way how I'm looking at, you know, the way I'm looking at investments is amazing, because just like with the Ripple, okay, Ripple is 28 cents. I'm looking, I know I ain't going to be, you know, this is my business and everything, but I'm a true believer of what's going to happen. So
right.
I bought 1,000 coins for $300. $300 for 1,000 coins. You can't beat that right now, okay?
Nope.
And I plan on holding it for the next 4 to 5 years. Because after it beats this lawsuit and everything, we plan on it with Bitcoin jumping up, it's going to jump all the altcoins up. Like, mark my words, all the altcoins by 2 years.
Yep.
Ethereum by the end of this year should be $4,000. I'm really hoping, because I own a coin of that, you know, and I would love to see it jump. But we are definitely going to be seeing the craziest movements this year. And with my investments that I am putting into different altcoins, I'm holding my plan in for five years. So when my son becomes 5, 6, 7, well, guess what, man? You want to go to Disney World? You want to go Cedar Point? You want to go somewhere? Let's have fun. Let's enjoy life. This is what it's about. I want to be my own boss, you know?
Yeah.
And if you find ways to make money and especially buy something to have your money make money for you, I mean, you're already winning.
Yeah. Yeah, don't, and once again, don't invest more than you're willing to lose. Like, I mean, what do you have to lose if you're willing to lose like $300 but with the potential of making, like, I mean, look at Bitcoin now. I mean, like, Bitcoin for one coin is $35,000.
More
what
than that.
What if you bought like 1,000 of that? You'd probably be, what, a millionaire?
Of course, you're a millionaire now. It'd be way out there now.
They said if you, back in the day in 2017 when it crashed all the way, if you threw $100 down when it hit 41 grand, that you would have been close to a millionaire.
Wow.
Because
it's crazy because, and just think, the people who didn't listen to people, and this is what I'm talking about 2021, is I'm done listening to poor people trying to keep me poor, because the people who actually listened to people when it was ready to boom, like, hey, bro, if you believe in me, you're my brother, you know, this is just saying. I highly suggest throw $300 down that you're just going to throw away anyway and leave it alone, chop it up, it's a loss. And then guess what? 2 years later, you're like, oh, man, Bitcoin, I remember, I think I bought something. You look into it, and you're like, oh, wow, I got 20 grand. Like my boy Trav, he just did the same thing today. After I left class, you know, me and him had a talk, and he was like, hold on. And he went on his phone, and he realized that he bought something in at 16 cents, and now it is up to $17.
Wow.
Like, that's what, you know what I mean? Like, he didn't even know what he was doing, but he still invested back in the day into an altcoin, which is under Bitcoin, and it jumped up. So everything that we're looking at right now, everybody's going to be like, oh, whatever. In my eyes, crypto is bullshit. Sorry for my language, but they think it's bull. But the people who are really paying attention to the economic crash or the currency right now, they're knowing what's going on. They know what to invest in, because here, I have it pulled up right here. Venezuela, all right, this is the best thing I could say. In Venezuela, May 11th, which is my birthday in 2017, their money crashed. Their economic money crashed. They were grabbing their money and throwing it on the streets because it was worth nothing. And why was that? Because they ended up overprinting and making too much money. It became garbage. The best thing I could ever say is, if any of you guys ever watch My Name is Earl, on one episode they made $4. That's basically what we are doing to the United States. We have a set amount that we should have never printed off more or made. And we're gonna crash because we're making too much money that is printed off and not capped out or burnt.
Yeah.
So,
and it's that sad to say, man. I don't know the political backgrounds on political thing leaning, but we're gonna see more money being printed. Like, you know, with Biden takes it to office and all that. I mean, because he's already saying it. I'm not saying that to bash him, but they're already saying that they want more money to be printed. So,
what you're saying, Kenny, is like, if you take that money that they print off and they give to us and we put it in a crypto, we're going to be, like, safer than if we just go and spend that on a TV,
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's what's crazy, because there's a person who looks into everything for crypto. Before it even happens, you know, you got analysis who's like, oh, I think it's going to do this, I think it's going to do that. And he literally said, watch how much Bitcoin gets bought up from the United States when we get our pandemic checks. Because people know, the smart people who are paying attention to, you know, looking at our dollar, looking at what's going on around us, like, they know that our economy is starting to crash again. And why not invest into something that's going to blow up in the next few years that they know about, that is provably showing that it's working right now? There's countries over there that was doing so bad. I'm going to put it like this. Africa was doing so bad, and Akon went down there. And look at Africa now. They got power. They're about to start running their own currency off of A-Coin. It is beautiful. It is literally a beautiful thing that is starting to happen around the world, and United States is the last people who want to jump on board with it. And it's sad because if you look, China is killing the game with everything, and
we
do all this. Yeah, they do a lot of cheap stuff, but guess what, man? Their technology is blowing it away. Atari was a video game system, right?
Yeah.
Atari is coming out with their own coin for video game arcades, and that's how. In a few years, that's how it's going to be. You walk up with your debit card or credit card right now, and you pay with that. Well, guess what? That is electronic currency. Once our money actually drops, we're going to have to be in the coins. Them coins are going to be what we spend. Right now, they are over in China for video game arcades. That's how you're going to be doing it. You're going to walk up. You're going to have your phone out. You're going to do like that little barcode scan, and you're going to put your crypto into there.
Yeah, wow.
Everything
that is the future.
Everything has changed so much. Why? Because this pandemic has put so much stuff into people's heads where they don't want to touch your money no more. Anything that they touch, they think COVID is on. So
exactly.
We're not going to touch no more money. They're not going to touch anything. It's just like how a lot of people say, "Hey, bro, remember that 20 you owe me? Oh, well, here, I'll cash app it to you." You know what I mean? Or
cash app,
a demo or something. It's electronic money. That's no ordinary money. That's currency, crypto money that you are trying to give me. And I'm a true believer that here in the next, in this year, hopefully we don't go into a recession, but the way how I talk to my people and the way how I keep my head into the books and know what's going on with the economy and everything else, it's more than better, just like a conspiracist. It's better. It might not happen, but it's better to know the outcome of what could happen before it does.
Exactly. Better be prepared.
Yes, and that's why we're having this show for our listeners, because we care. You know, as like, this 2020 showed us that those people that love their jobs or like they have really nice employers, even if their employer wanted to keep them employed, they were not able to stay open. They were not able to be able to financially, you know, sustain their business. You know, so a lot of people have a wake up call, because we have several people that we know that was young that passed away, you know, in 2020, and it was a wake up call for us, for our health. And that's actually how we got into like this with Justin. We told him, let's show you this business we have. And then we exchanged business plan, and we've been wanting to learn how to invest, you know. That's our story, but like our story is wanting to reach people so that people know there's a way. Why not use this COVID if you're not working to study? See if there's a better way for you and your family, people.
All right. So like I said, we're talking to Kung Fu Kenny Currency, and we only have 90 seconds left, Kenny. So I'm going to give you, I hope we touch in more than 5 reasons why you should invest in cryptocurrency, whether it be a Forex or, you know, buying cryptocurrency. So what are you plugging yourself, Kenny, and where the people can find you, and how, you know, how would they go about that?
All right, man. Like I said, you can find me on Facebook. It's Kenny Carrico, you know, last name Carrico. It sounds like Carrico, but it's Carrico. You can find me on Instagram at Dogpatch. You can find my tutor, our master teacher, at Mr. Unemployable on Instagram. You can find everybody who I just said in this group on anything if you just ask. But, yeah, you can definitely find me on Facebook at Kenny Carrico, or you can find me on Instagram at Dogpatch. I would love to talk to you guys more about this. If I got off topic, I'm sorry, but, you know, I appreciate everything you guys have done and let me in this conversation.
All right.
We appreciate you joining us, because we are definitely wanting to learn that crypto, you know, so we can also master it.
That's right. We're going to be Kung Fu master of this, like Kung Fu Kenny, right? You know,
thank God, and thank you. Thank you for this opportunity and this call, and thank you for everybody who listened in. And Justin Carter, you're my boy.
Justin! All right. So we're signing off once again. This is Frodo, the Centrist and Block Talk Radio. Once again, we had a good show today. My co-host, Lady D, and we had Kung Fu Kenny as our guest for today. But we'll catch you later. All right. We'll see you. Good night, all.
Adios, you guys.
Adios.
Bag is clean.
All right.